When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Cricket Badger Podcast IPL Daily, in association with Moonrise Cricket, Indian Premier League 2020, 13th edition. Every day, every game, every spill, every thrill, every triumph, all the way to the IPL trophy.
Hello everybody, welcome along. It's the first edition of the IPL 2020 Cricket Badger Podcast. If you've been watching the @cricket_badger Twitter feed, if you've been following the recent podcasts, you will know that we are going to go daily throughout IPL 2020. It's in the UAE, it's IPL 13th edition, and it is nearly here. By the time this comes to your ears, it will be IPL Eve. It is like Christmas. We've been waiting from March. We thought it was going to be in March, then that horrible COVID-19 came along, and it has delayed things just a little bit. But 8 franchises, the same people, the same teams, and they are in the UAE. And we cannot wait on the Cricket Badger Podcast to get going. We are going to be joined every single day to talk about what's just been and gone, not today because this is the first one, and what is around the corner by fan representatives from each of the 8 franchises. And the first game is rather tasty. It is CSK. It is against Mumbai Indians, 2 of the most followed teams in the competition, certainly the 2 most successful teams in the competition. And let's start with Chennai Super Kings. They are trying to wrestle back the trophy from Mumbai. And our fan representative for Chennai during the IPL podcast is Deepak Panda. Deepak, how are you?
Hi, James. I'm good. And really excited for the upcoming season. We are looking forward to our 4th title.
It's going to be good, isn't it? And CSK beating so narrowly last year. Can they get the trophy back?
Well, that was heartbreaking, to be honest. That was the 1-1 defeat was quite tough to digest, especially when it came against Mumbai Indians. Well, you know, CSK and Mumbai are considered as arch rivals. Going into the upcoming season, CSK, they have got a lot of setbacks, including the unavailability of Raina and Bhaji, and a couple of players testing positive for the COVID-19. But yeah, like every season, we will be reaching the playoffs, and then it's one particular day, whoever plays well will win.
It's time for hope, Deepak. It's time for hope. All the scores are level, everything is possible, and CSK, certainly one of the favourites. They're my pick to win it, Deepak, so that probably means they're not going to. Anand is our Mr. Mumbai Indians. Anand, you're in the USA. We are truly global on the Cricket Badger Podcast during the IPL. Anand, how are you?
Hey, James. Really looking forward to being on the podcast. Irrespective of where one is, you know, the IPL is a true global event. So, you know, there's a big following out in the US as well. And being from Mumbai, I'm a massive Mumbai Indians fan. Couldn't be more excited for the IPL to finally come back. We've been seeing a lot of cricket played in England, and now it's really time for that franchise cricket. So super excited for it.
Anand, I don't want to burst your bubble. I've just told Deepak that we're full of hope for CSK. Mumbai Indians, though, they finished 4th in 2012. They won it in 2013. They finished 4th in 2014. They won it in 2015. They finished 5th in 2016. They won it in 2017. They finished 5th in 2018. and they won it last year. Anand, you're going to finish fourth or fifth this time, aren't you? No chance.
Well, you know, trends are always there, but they're meant to be broken, right? So I think this is the year where Mumbai Indians goes right past that. We get the trophy again and really get anointed as a champion. The difference between the CSK and MI is so small, right? The last time it was decided by one ball. So I think, you know, this should be great. I think the Mumbai Indians really have a very balanced squad, very experienced squad. And apart from being slightly light on spin, I think they got all the other bases covered. So I feel that they're in a very good position to do well with this IPL.
The spin department could be crucial, though, in the UAE, couldn't it? As they use the pitches over and over, it's going to be a fairly sluggish tracks that they play on towards the end of this competition. If you haven't got a strong spin contingent, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, that certainly is a concern. But then, you know, one of the things that Warney often mentions is, right, that if there is seam, then there is spin. So I'm going to say, if we look at it the other way, maybe cutters and stuff like that would really have a big impact here. So we know Bumrah has got the slower balls. He obviously has the Yorkers, but he has the slower balls. He's got the cutters. And so do a lot of that pace contingent in there. Coulter Nile, Trent Bolt, Mitch McClanahan. So all of these guys are fairly experienced.
Kieran Pollard can bowl a little cutter as well, can't he? So he may come into play. Deepak, CSK. Now, looking at the records between these two sides head-to-head against Mumbai, it's the big rivalry, as you say, but recent times, CSK haven't had the best of fortunes against Mumbai. Mumbai have won the last five games that they've played against CSK. They've won eight of the last nine and obviously won the final as well. So kind of recent history suggests that CSK are up against it on Saturday.
Yeah, James. Mumbai definitely started as favourites on Saturday. Ever since CSK returned after their suspension in 2018, they have just won one game. That was the opening game in 2018. Even in that game, CSK were down and out until Bravo pulled them out. And there was some last over heroics from Kedar Jadhav. Talking about last season, yeah, Mumbai were definitely dominating. And to be honest, Mumbai are a side that are built particularly to beat CSK. Like, they have the right kind of finishers, the right kind of spinners that would choke CSK. Well, everyone's talking about Mumbai being light on spinners. Yeah, they might be light on spinners on paper as compared to some other teams like Delhi Capitals or Chennai Super Kings. But their spinners have been particularly effective against CSK. Like Krunal Pandya and Rahul Chahar, both of them bowl at an economy rate of below 6.5. And Krunal has a bowling strike rate of just 15 against CSK. And for me, that's fantastic for a spinner like Krunal Pandya.
We've managed to get this far in this podcast without mentioning a certain MS Dhoni, Mr. CSK. He is going to be, all the cameras are going to be pointing on him, aren't they, over the next few weeks, because he's obviously retired from playing from India officially now, but he is ever present for CSK. He's a major force behind them. As their skipper, he's going to be crucial to your team's chances, isn't he?
Definitely. Like Harsha Bhogle said, Dhoni is Chennai and Chennai is Dhoni. We definitely can't deny that fact. But Dhoni with the bat hasn't been up to the mark against Mumbai in the last couple of years. And I'm saying this with a heavy heart. He has totally struggled against Rahul Chahar and Jasprit Bumrah. But as a skipper, he has been on point. And when it's between CSK and Mumbai, it's always neck to neck. And it's about who blinks first.
So are you saying then, Deepak, that he's a spent force as a cricketer, that he's retired from India and that he's not worthy in the CSK side? Or does his leadership role transcend all that? Is he more important than just being a batsman in that side?
No, not really. I'm not really talking on those lines. Just that Jasprit Bumrah and Rahul Chahar, both of them troubled him a lot last season.
Yeah.
But none of them have been able to dismiss him quite often. Yes, he has scored at a lower strike rate against them. But yeah, he has found a way to survive against them. And like always, he will wait for the end to launch on the bowlers at the death overs.
Anand, I listed a whole ream of reasons why Deepak CSK can't win tomorrow. The recent head-to-heads are very much in Mumbai's favour. Obviously, four times they played last year and Mumbai won all four of them. But overseas in the IPL, it's a slightly different story. When they've played out of India, CSK have had the better of things. They won in Dubai in 2014. It's been three matches played in South Africa, in two in 2009 when it was one all. And then CSK won in South Africa in 2012. So overall, when it's not been played in India, CSK actually come out on top 3-1. So maybe that's a sign against your Mumbai side.
Look, James, it's the clash of the Titans, right? So the margins are very, very small. You look at both teams, then it's hard to find weaknesses in there. There's lots of experience in there. If we just focused on MI, if we look at the pace bowling contingent, and then we look at some of the batters that we have in there, the kind of experience we have should really lend us to doing well in Dubai. You know, when we start the tournament, the pitches should, you know, hopefully be of test match quality. So you should get decent bounce and decent pace. Obviously, it'll get slower as the tournament goes in. But with regards to this first match, you know, that could actually play into Mumbai's hands. CSK often goes with let's control the controllables sort of philosophy there. Dhoni likes to slow things down. He likes to throw in a lot of spin in there. This is where I think maybe playing CSK at the start of the tournament might actually be an advantage.
That's actually a really good point, Ashley. Get your hard games out the way early while the tracks are good, and then when it deteriorates later, then see where it takes you.
Exactly. And, you know, I also wanted to point out, you know, I think Dhoni certainly has waned as far as his powers are. He's not as explosive a batsman as he used to be, but he's still a master captain. He knows how to marshal his resources. He knows exactly who to use when. So it's going to be a great challenge, and I cannot wait for it. It's going to be exciting.
Deepak, is MSD better as a captain than Rohit Sharma in the Mumbai Indians camp?
So, yes, I feel so.
I thought you'd say that.
And of course, being a CSK fan, I would rate MS as the best captain in limited overs ever.
And you feel the same way, Anand, that MSD is the better captain than Rohit?
So this is quite funny. As an MI fan, I have to say that if you'd asked me this question last year, I was in England trying to watch the 2019 Cricket World Cup. I would have certainly said it was Mahi at that point of time. But as we look towards IPL performance, you do see that Rohit has come a long way. Rohit is very successful in what he does. He certainly pays attention to some of the stats and the trends, and is also very good at marshalling resources. So I think we could probably call it a tie, just because I think Dhoni certainly has that track record. I think Rohit is on the way there, and it's probably going to end up being very successful.
Moonrise is a sports engagement website to allow sports fans to learn from the very best. Get a personal video message recorded for a fan's special occasion. Have a professional cricketer as your next coach by getting video feedback or having a 30-minute conversation with some of the world's best players. Players such as Jimmy Neesham, Colin Munro, Tammy Beaumont, Danny Wyatt, Monty Panesar. Visit moonrisesports.com or go to Moonrise Sports on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Moonrise Cricket, let's play. I'm going to give you both a minute each to tell me why your team is going to win this opening fixture of IPL 2020. Tell me the strengths of your side, why they can go all the way, not only on Saturday, but all the way in the tournament. Give it the real big supporters push. And we'll start with you, Anand Beaker.
So I think it starts off at the very top. With Quinton de Kock and Rohit as the openers, I think MI has the opportunity to be very explosive. De Kock obviously will play the more explosive role, and Rohit will start off, you know, in that anchor role. But as everybody knows, when Rohit starts teeing off, you know, you watch out for the glass and in some of the suites in the stadiums. So I think it starts up from there. MI has a very settled lineup. If you look at Surya Kumar Yadav, uncapped Indian player, but has done excellently over the last few IPLs. We move on from there to the two Pandyas. Everybody knows how successful they are. Hardik is very explosive, and Krunal has given value every time he's been picked. Then we come back to the master of them all, Kiran Pollard. Kiran Pollard also is able to help out Rohit in some of the decisions that need to be made on the field. Kiran Pollard just won the CPL. So I think there's, again, experience there to be had in the team. And finally, you then start looking into the pace bowlers, Coulter Nile, Pattinson, McClanahan, Trent Bowles. This is a fairly good fast bowling contingent. And then you add in the master of them all, Jasprit Bumrah. So I think we got experience, we got explosive batting, we got some really good pacers in the team. So that makes us as a force to reckon with. The spin contingent is a little light, but Rahul Chahar has done very well. And again, like I mentioned, if the Pacers can take some, bowl some cutters into the ground and take some pace off and deal with slower balls, I think they'll be successful. So I think overall as a package, we have experience, explosiveness and pace. I think that's usually a recipe for success.
And that was a minute 40. So you did all right there, actually. I would be disappointed, Anand, that if you weren't over-exuberant at this stage of the tournament, and you should be over-enthusiastic. So I forgive you for going over the minute. You've had a little bit of time, Deepak, to frame your thoughts here for CSK. I give you the same task. Tell me why CSK are going to be too strong for Mumbai Indians. Come on, get behind your team. Tell me why they're going to be successful.
Well, it's going to be the game of power plays with the ball as well as with the bat. We know how vulnerable Rohit Sharma is against swing. And we have got Deepak Chahar, who is probably the best swing bowler in India right now, along with Bhubaneswar. So with Chahar and Engidi opening the bowling, Mumbai openers are particularly vulnerable against them. And if we can get through that middle order and get Hardik and Pollard batting before the 15th over, we have Imran Tahir and Ravindra Jadeja, against whom Hardik and Pollard haven't been particularly successful. With the bat, Watson will be our key. Watson, if he gets past the power play, is as dangerous as anyone. In the last couple of years, he has been one of the best batsmen in the middle overs, scoring at a 180 plus strike rate and having a 50 plus average. So that's the level of threat he is if he gets past the power play. So we are banking on them. The second point is the absence of Lasith Malinga. Yes, Mumbai have a very good track record against CSK, and much of that credit goes to Malinga. And without him, I guess the Mumbai's death bowling is really weakened. Yes, there is Bumrah, but with Bolt there, I'll be happy as a CSK fan, because Dhoni and co have a very good record against Bolt. Dhoni probably has scored 64 runs of just 25 balls of Trent Bolt in the last couple of years. Regarding the spin, yes, Rahul Chahar has done well, but he has been really defensive. He has a very good economy, but doesn't have a good strike rate. And CSK have a habit of playing out the middle overs and launching on the bowlers at the death. And that strategy of Mumbai of playing Rahul Chahar as a defensive bowler works in favor of CSK for sure. And with the death bowling, including Coulter Nile, Trent Bolt and McLanaghan, any two of them, CSK will be a happy bunch seeing them.
That was 2 minutes. Well done. Well done, Deepak. I think that's great that both of you are really behind your sides going into this first game. We have waited so long for this IPL. It has been on our lips, wondering whether it's even going to happen, and it's going to be fantastic when it starts on Saturday. Let's finish off, gentlemen, before we get into the tournament proper, because the next time I speak to both of you, we will be underway. Well, one of you will be successful, one of you won't be probably the next time I speak to you, but give me your top four. Which four teams in the IPL 13 are going to be in the playoffs come the end of the group stages? We'll start with you, Deepak. Which four teams do you think are going to be successful this season?
I'll pick CSK as an obvious choice. Next, I think it will be KKR, because they're the very good. They're probably the best betting sides in the tournament, and you just can't defend anything against them. Third, I would choose DC, Delhi Capitals, because of their very strong spin attack. Fourth, I would love to see one out of Sunrisers, Hyderabad or RCB. But I know Mumbai are too strong a side this time to not qualify for playoffs. So the four sides for me would be CSK, Delhi Capitals, KKR and Mumbai.
Anand, what about you?
My top four are also going to be very similar. Obviously, I got the two Titans in there, so I got Mumbai Indians qualifying. I also think CSK will qualify as well, just because of the nous and the experience that the entire squad has. I think the wild card in here is the Delhi Capitals. I think they're really explosive. Just looking at their middle order with Stoinis, Iyer, Pant and Hetmyer, I think that's a fairly strong middle order. And then they have great spin and great pace in there with Rabada and Ishant and Norke. So I feel very confident that the Delhi Capital will make it out there. The fourth place is a bit of a toss-up for me. So I think it's going to be between the RCB, so Virat Kohli's boys, or the Sunrisers Hyderabad. And I'm leaning towards RCB just because if you look at where the tournament is being played and what the run rates are, you really need a team that can not only have big hitters, but also is able to milk the singles and rotate the strike. I think Abu Dhabi and Dubai have very low strike run rates for all the 2020 matches that have been played there. So that's where I think RCB with Kohli, De Villiers, Moen should be able to milk that and do well. So I feel that RCB will be the fourth team that qualifies.
Going to be really interesting, isn't it, over the next few weeks until we get to November the 10th when we have the final and we find out who lifts the IPL trophy. I'm really appreciative for all of the guys that are going to come on over the next few weeks for volunteering to be the fans from around the world. And I'm Beaker. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you again very soon as the tournament progresses, and enjoy the first game tomorrow.
It's been an absolute pleasure, James. Look forward to joining you in future pods.
and Deepak Panda as well. Thank you for coming on to be our Mr. CSK. Look forward to talking to you in the future as well, and good luck to your team tomorrow as well.
Sure, James. Looking forward to talking to you again.
And thank you out there, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter at @cricket_badger as we go through this IPL. We'll be with you every single day of the competition to look back at the matches just gone and look ahead to the next round of fixtures. So stay tuned and enjoy the IPL, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Join us every day throughout IPL 2020. Follow us on Twitter at @cricket_badger. Join in the fun. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.